Governor Jay Inslee is heading east this week to campaign for the presidency. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joins us live to give us an update on his bid and talk about what it could mean for Inslee now that billionaire Tom Steyer has officially entered the race. Austin, let's start with where the governor will be the next several days.
Well, Kirsten, what's notable is just how much time the governor is spending on the campaign trail, because if you want to run for president and you want to be competitive and you want to get known in these states that are the early primary and caucus states, you got to get out there and press the flesh. So he's back on the road starting today. He's going to spend time, according to his campaign, on the East Coast with stops in New York and D.C., and then he heads back to Iowa. There's a Progress Iowa Corn Feed event this coming weekend, I guess July 14th, that's drawing several candidates, and he, Inslee, will be among the candidates back in Iowa for that event.
So he's also preparing for the next debate in Detroit that's scheduled for July 28th. How did his performance in last month's debate affect his position in the polls?
Well, he still seems to be kind of hovering in that 1% to barely registering territory. So he's not seeing a big jump in his poll numbers. What his campaign will say is that his debate performance upped his approval, that he jumped in terms of that approval rating in some polls, that people who had never heard of him or really never locked in on who is this guy named Inslee were, in the words of the campaign, intrigued to hear more. But it's also notable that the campaign has not yet released its second quarter fundraising numbers. Those are due to the FEC on the 15th. In the first quarter, Inslee raised about $2.25 million, so it'll be interesting to see if he was able to improve on that. Look, there's a lot of competition for these both small dollar contributions from everyday voters, but also larger contributions from wealthier donors.
And it will be interesting to see if any more donations do come in. Well, Inslee did make a push for a debate focused on climate change. And initially, the Democratic National Committee said no. But after a few more of the candidates backed the idea, they're now said to be considering that debate again. What's the latest?
Yeah, that's correct. The DNC's executive committee met last weekend. They've now referred the matter to a full meeting of the DNC in August. So no decision anytime soon. And it's still far from a done deal. Meanwhile, Inslee is continuing his drumbeat. He sent out an email this week urging his supporters to sign on to what appears to be, in essence, a petition for the DNC to schedule a climate debate. He notes that the first debate over 4 hours, remember, it was two debates, two nights over 4 hours, he says spent less than 15 minutes discussing what he calls the climate crisis. So he continues to push for this. He's gotten a lot of traction, and he's clearly gotten the support of some other candidates. Whether he can get the DNC to reverse course and agree to schedule a debate just on this topic very much remains to be seen.
Well, I wonder if the entry of billionaire Tom Steyer into the race is going to impact that, because he has a strong focus on the environment. And will this be a wrinkle to Governor Inslee's campaign?
Well, it's certainly an interesting development, especially considering that Steyer previously said he wasn't going to run for president and announced such, and now he's jumped in very late in the game. The New York Times is reporting that Steyer plans to spend $100 million of his own personal fortune to fund this campaign. So we know that money is the mother's milk of politics, and if you can self-fund a campaign, you can clear a lot of those initial hurdles that somebody who has to go out and raise those dollars can't necessarily do quickly. On the other hand, it's late in the game. Steyer isn't well-known nationally, and so to meet the thresholds for the next round of debates may be problematic for him. But he is also a climate activist, and he is saying that he's going to run for president on two issues. Quote here, reforming our broken political system and, quote, saving our planet from the ravages of climate change. So now you definitely are going to have two candidates in the race who are making climate change a top priority. But it's also true that most of the candidates are talking about climate change. Inslee is not standing alone on the stage. In doing this, he is standing alone and making it his singular focus. Now he's got some competition from Tom Steyer.
All right, it's getting more interesting. Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live this morning, as he does most Tuesdays at this time on KNKX.